This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
We're spending a big part of this week's show on saving and retirement, and we wanted to start with the stock market. Now, it was a pretty bumpy week, but overall, stocks have been on a bit of a tear since the beginning of the year, and you don't have to take my word for it.
Dow Industrial shot out of the gate today, held on at the close.
The stock market on a rocket ride, blasting through a ceiling and closing at an all-time high.
The Dow and the S&P both breaking records.
The jump is refilling retirement accounts that were pretty much drained during the recession. Fidelity is reporting the average balance was up 75% since 2009. But are things really that rosy? For some of you we heard from on Facebook, the answer is absolutely. Andy writes his retirement account is essentially back to pre-recession levels. He says, I watched the market without enough worry in 2008 and later realized I was too late. I wrote it out. Chris says, me too, back to where we were. Painful. But not everyone's recovered. Sean writes, I'm 31. What is this retirement account of which you speak? And Carl says, right now, it's about half of what it was because I had to cash what I had out during the downturn, and I started over when I started work again in 2010. Richard Fry from Pew Research Center says, sure, the stock market has done great, but...
For the typical American household, most of their nest egg is in their homes.
Which means that a soaring Dow hasn't corrected things, at least for most of us.
It's very clear that the bottom 87% of households, their wealth actually fell from 2009 to 2011, reflecting the housing market. The upper 13 wealthiest 13% of households, they gained all the increase in wealth. Their wealth has been moving forward.
For a broader answer to the question of the total amount of wealth that's been recovered, Fry points to a new report from the Federal Reserve of St. Louis.
When you take account of inflation and the increase in the number of households, they indicate that about 45% of the wealth that was lost in the recession, 45% has been recovered.
So we're still a long way from where we used to be. And to get there, we need more than a blockbuster stock market, says Fry. We need a booming housing market. We want to know how you're faring since the recession. Join the conversation on our Facebook page or at marketplacemoney.org.